Good morning, just after 9:09, coming up on 9:10 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing great. It's a
hey,
good day.
Yeah, a little rainy, thundery start to
well,
the morning.
Well, yeah, that. You know? All night, actually.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure. Yep, we have some rain coming down, but we're about done with it, so
yeah.
You're going to be low 80s today, and the sun will come out, I promise.
All right, that'll work.
Good deal. What do we have going on in Coffeyville?
Well, I want to invite everybody out. Save the date for June 30th is the Sherwin-Williams grand opening. So I talked about this the last couple weeks, but destination park, a fitness park, and a one-of-a-kind urban soccer field. And it is actually so unique that we actually have Governor Kelly down, who's going to be a part of the celebration and festivities. So anyway, mark your calendars, come out and be part of that ribbon cutting and just kind of grand opening and check it out. And I'm excited because, like I said, it's not like a normal park. You know, it's made for people to travel to because it's unique destination. And
do you happen to know a time on that ribbon cutting by chance?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay,
yep.
Perfect.
Sorry, that, I should've said that.
That's great. That's great. That's going to be really cool. So
yeah.
I've been driving by it and seeing. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff I've never seen before.
I know,
like stuff you pull down and all sorts of things.
Yeah, there's a little zip line on there for the kids, and it's very unique and very fun and something neat for us to do. So.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking
excited.
Forward to that.
Yeah. Starting the week of June 26th, we're having a voter registration drive. I'm calling it Vote in the Ville. But you can stop by the chamber or the library, and we will actually help you fill out your registration form online or by paper and get it mailed off. But we just want to help everybody out that has never registered before, thought about it, but maybe never got around to it. Don't wait this time. We want everybody to get registered so we can have a good turnout at the elections this year.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, and just make sure you have your identification, I'm sure, like sort
yeah.
of thing when you come.
Yep.
Good
yep.
deal.
So we'll get you all going. So if you haven't checked out the newest downtown business yet, I encourage you to. From craft nights to they have paint parties and everything in between. It's called Country Kemper Designs on 9th Street. Sorry. Not 9th. It's right across from my building on Walnut. They even have this really unique paint bucket splatter room. So basically let the kids just get covered up in plastic and go have a mess.
That's great.
So something fun for the kids to do, or a ladies night out and have a paint night. All kinds of fun stuff. So check it out. Another unique thing that we have here in the Ville, we have our own root beer. Did you know that?
Death Alley Root Beer?
That's right.
Yeah.
So Death Alley Root Beer at the Yoke Bar and Grill, and it's really good. I mean, there's nothing better than homemade root beer.
Oh, yeah.
It's just phenomenal. So, and I know you can get it to go in little containers. And so if you haven't checked it out, go taste it. It's wonderful. July 22nd is the CCC Raven Golf Tournament, and they're asking you to get your team registrations in now. So if you're getting a team together, get it all ready and get those names sent in. I wanted to give a shout out to some organizations who recently received some community grants from our tourism office, Visit Coffeyville. So Summer Celebration, the 100 Mile Cell, and the Community Historical Society, that's what, Coffeyville Historical Society, all got some grants to help out with some of their events. And so we're excited about that and hope to continue that tradition every year in helping our community grow and our organization. So you guys probably did a new story on this, but USD 445 is doing the summer meals again.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I just making sure that everybody know we're trying to get the word out on that because it's free of charge. And what's even better is you don't even have to be a Coffeyville resident. You don't have to provide an ID, sign up, anything. You literally just, kids get to come in and have a free meal. So they have breakfast and lunch, and that starts all this month through the end of July. And then they'll close down. So, and then if parents, you want to go as well, it's like $2 or something. I mean,
$2 to $3,
yeah.
depending on the meal, I think.
Exactly. Really affordable. So nice way just to make sure our kids and our residents have food.
And
so.
I believe that's at the high school is where they're doing
yeah,
it. There's a couple locations.
Behind, it's at the Nutrition Center, so it's right behind Roosevelt Middle School.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So just go around back, and you'll see that little building, and that's where they have it. So it's pretty neat. Okay, some events getting ready to happen. We've got some stuff going on. Of course, this weekend is the big Cedar Bluff Camp 100-year celebration. And that is on the 17th. I apologize. We put something on Facebook and it said the 16th. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So I think I was.
This Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday. And literally it's all day long, so you can come and go. But I think it starts, it kicks off at 10 a.m. Car show. There's a magic show. They've got snow cones for the kids, music, just all kinds of activities. So 100 years, that's a long time for a camp to be there. So that's pretty awesome. So come on out. And I know that they're also hoping to do a little bit of fundraising that day because it, I mean, it's, yeah, they need all the help they can get to keep that thing because we use it for all kinds of events in town.
Well, there's a 4-H camp at it right today.
Really? So, yeah. Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's nice. So we want to keep it growing. So coming up soon, June 27th, is Mad Science of Kansas City, and they are coming to the public library. It's a great event for the kiddos. They're going to do some experiments and just kind of put on a great show for the kids. But again, that's June 27th. I know they just had JoJo the Storyteller down, and all summer long they have fun stuff for the kids. So stop in the library. Plus, we have a really unique children's library. I mean, have you ever been inside there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just like you could spend hours there doing games and computers
and,
of course,
theater,
books.
Puppet
and,
theater.
Yeah, it's so fun. So, of course, coming up is the one-day fair and rodeo sale, June 30th. And super easy to remember, fairandrodeo.com. So,
hey.
The best website ever. So,
wild.
I always think, how did we get lucky to have that one? And I'm sure every fair and rodeo in the, you know, in the United States.
Sure.
But
they just decided, they said, well, why don't we try it and see
exactly.
if it works?
Exactly. Yeah. We were probably one of the first. So anyway, if you go out to the website, they have a listing of all the exciting night activities and stuff. So there's a whole bunch of stuff, things going on. And of course, the one day sale is where you get your fun pass. Basically, that pass gets you into every night. And if you paid it with tickets, you'd only get into like 1.5 nights, you know. So now I do want to let everybody know out there listening. One question that we always get are, what are the prices for the carnival rides? The carnival is separate. It's not, you know, put on by the fair and rodeo. And they usually, the carnival people don't let us know the details on prices until about that week before. So we'll hopefully know something.
They then. Usually do have like the wristbands, though,
yeah.
that you can get.
Yeah. And then just around the corner is, of course, Summer Celebration. That's July 8th. And again, man, if you've never attended, it's like nothing that you've experienced because it's not just a fireworks show. So it starts off first thing in the morning. They've got car show, huge car show, a lot of cars. Vendors, of course, they've got concession stands, food, games, music all day. And performances, and then of course the biggest fireworks show in all of Southeast Kansas, and probably even way beyond our borders. So, great night! So come on out July 8th to the Summer Celebration. Just around the corner from that, coming up is July 12th is the First United Methodist Vacation Bible School, and they're actually taking registrations now. So they wanted me to kind of put the word out there. If you want to get your kids registered, do that as soon as you can. I think that are the that's the big events anyway. There are a lot of little stuff going on, and of course everybody's traveling. It's summertime, vacation time, but that's the big things.
Okay, good deal. Well, lots to look forward to. Definitely looking forward to Cedar Bluff Camp, of course, this weekend. That sort
I know.
Of thing.
It's gonna be great. And I, from what I see, the weather's supposed to be good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I looked, and I don't think there's any rain, and 80s,
yep,
probably.
Real light. Maybe Saturday night, but Saturday, oh, we're going to be fine.
Yeah.
So,
yeah
it is going to be after 1 p.m. The very slight chance on Saturday, upper 80s. So,
yeah.
It's a good awesome. June weather.
That's good. Yeah, get out and have it. Enjoy it.
Okay. Well, Candy, appreciate it as always.
Absolutely.
And we're going to get back to Open Line here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690.